always start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and we have a new assistant attorney here. She's right out of law school. Kathy, is it Kathy, Kathleen, or?
Right, something like that.
You start with the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kathy's just been gone for a little bit. She's back. She would Zoom in, but now she's here in person. Okay, now we do roll call.
Coke.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Terulis is absent. Cornelius.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Very nice. 7. That's 87.5%. Very good. In case you're wondering. Okay, I have no amendments to the agenda. Do we have any presentations? No presentations? Anyone wants to do an Irish jig or anything like that? Square dance? Okay. Public hearings, we have one next meeting, right? Is that correct?
We should, I believe.
No? No, we're going,
there's
I don't
development
know.
One?
Pardon me?
Is there a development public hearing? No? Okay.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't matter. We're not going tonight. I was just thinking we have one coming up. Okay, well, now we're to the fun part where we get to have real interaction with the residents and or non-residents, and then we get to vote on stuff, too. So first of all, I will open up to citizen comments on any item on the agenda. Is there anyone who would like to speak? Anyone? Please, just if you would like to speak, step to the microphone, please, and state your name for the record. We don't need an address, just your name, please.
My name is Dr. Joan MacArthur. I'd like to make a couple points about the Beecher Solar complex, of which our property is south of. This is my third meeting I've attended. The last meeting, I spoke to the solar people about how high are these panels going to be, and they said, oh, about 8 foot. They came up with, well, we'll get the fence around it up to 10 feet. I said, so there will be no glare, I won't see them. They said, yes, that's right. Then I saw in the news that these could go up to 20, or they could go higher. So I called their office and I said, how high do these panels get? And they go, no, 14 and a half at full array, 30 feet. And I'm like, holy cow, I'm worried about the glare because I've got resources in training and that would be the glare coming right at the horses. And that is a huge thing because if a horse gets hit in the eye with glare, the rider or the horse can both die. And yes, it has been litigated in a case like this where the plaintiff has won many $1 million because they have been forewarned that this could be a problem. And since the structures have not been put up yet, I am trying to tell the folks that look out for this because if it does happen, and I know these solar folks have said, well, we have done glare studies, or we're going to, until those panels are in situ, and I am right there to see if I'm going to get glare or not, you cannot tell me there will not be glare. And if there is glare and something happens, there will be litigation going on. So I would hope that this doesn't happen. I would hope that the solar company, we keep these panels under the 10-foot mark on the fence so we don't get a glare. And if in full array, I'm further down, if they get up, then my house gets a glare. So these need to be addressed because that is totally unacceptable. And I know as far as the racehorses, those are million-dollar horses, anything happens, the people have no problem with litigation. And as I said, this has been litigated, and it has been ruled on. There is they basically know you can't do this because that is a problem. So I just wanted them to address that and to let the council know that before anything goes up, let's try to stop and be a good neighbor. And let's just try to get things situated. I don't mind the solar farm there as long as they don't impede upon my business. That's my biggest concern. So, I thank you for the time.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak?
My name is Brett Stopker. I actually represent for Local 150, the Cannon-Kendall County area. I'd like to start by saying good evening, members of Yorkville City Council. I'm here on behalf of the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 150. We represent nearly 23,000 skilled men and women across Illinois, Indiana, and Iowa, working in industries such as construction, public works, and energy infrastructure. Our members are at the backbone of critical infrastructure projects, operating heavy machinery, building roads and bridges, and ensuring the safe and efficient development of energy systems. Through rigorous training and a commitment to excellence, we take pride in delivering high-quality work that supports our communities. The Climate Equity Jobs Act, CEJA, has been instrumental in advancing renewable energy initiatives in Illinois, notably through community solar programs. A key component of CEJA is its labor protections, including prevailing wage requirements. These provisions are designed to ensure that workers are fairly compensated, safeguarding local wage standards and promoting the employment of local labor. By investing our local workforce, we not only uphold economic justice, but also ensure that benefits of renewable energy projects, be like the Beecher and Cornelius Road solar developments, are fully realized within our community. Conversely, relying on out-of-state workers or contractors can undermine these objectives, diverting economic benefits away from our local economy. IUOE Local 150 stands ready with a highly trained and experienced workforce capable of executing all facets of solar energy projects, from utility scale installations, community solar initiatives. Our members, alongside our partners in the building trades, possess the skill and expertise necessary to ensure these projects like Beecher and Cornelius Road are completely safe, efficiently, and to the highest standards. By employing local labor, we not only support our economy, but also foster career opportunities for the next generation of workers through apprenticeship programs. Between the Beecher and Cornelius Road solar projects, which are located functionally right next to each other, they will produce almost 10 megawatts of energy. Ensuring this is done locally and right the first time is paramount to the success of these projects. We are eager to collaborate with NextAmp to ensure that the Beecher and Cornelius Road solar projects, as well as the adjacent project and nearby projects approved by the City Council last year, fully embrace these principles. By prioritizing local employment and apprenticeship opportunities, we can build a more sustainable and equitable future for Yorkville. Thank you for your time and consideration. We look forward to the opportunity to work together on these important initiatives.
Thank you. Anyone else?
My name is Brandon Tunnell. I am from Yorkville. I'm a local 150 apprentice. Like Brett said, making sure the workers on these projects are local men and women contributing to our economy is extremely important. It is men and women like me, Yorkville residents, who perform this work by ensuring local union workers perform this work. NextAmp will be ensuring a successful project and make sure it works for Yorkville and its taxpayers.
Thank you very much. Anyone else like to speak? No? Okay, thank you very much. Next, we're on to the consent agenda. I have minutes from March 25th, April 8th, April 9th. Bills totaling $1,754,914.82. PW 2536, MFT supplemental resolution regarding bulk salt, authorized the mayor and the city clerk to execute. And PW2544, a resolution authorizing or approving, excuse me, a change order relating to the well number 10 project, authorizing mayor and city clerk to execute, and that's actually for a $78,000 deduct. So, I'm looking for a motion, a second on the consent.
So moved.
Second.
Coke? No, Solon, sorry. Looking at American, he's blocking Solon. Solon and Cornelius. Tell me when you're ready.
Good.
Roll call, please.
Coke?
Aye.
Flocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Solon?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent, thank you. Next, we have the Poppy Days proclamation. Where's that at?
The top one there.
Top one there?
Yeah.
Good thing you're in charge here. Okay, I will read the Poppy Days proclamation, and I think I have a poppy that's going to be magnetized on my yellow Yorkville shirt, not the pink one, because I was advised that the red goes better with the yellow than the pink. So I was told. Whereas America is a land of freedom, preserved and protected willingly and freely by citizen soldiers, whereas millions who have answered the call to arms have died on the field of battle, whereas a nation of peace must be reminded of the price of war and the debt owed to those who have died in war, whereas the red poppy has been designated as a symbol of sacrifice of lives in all wars, whereas American Legion Post 489 and Auxiliary Unit 489 have pledged to remind America annually of this debt through the distribution of the poppy flower, so that May 5th through 11th, 2025 may serve as Poppy Awareness Days. I, John Purcell, Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, do hereby proclaim Poppy Awareness Days in the United City of Yorkville and request all citizens to observe these days by wearing a poppy and making contributions for this worthy cause. So now, I get the poppy. And I told you all last year, maybe it was 2 years, I think it was last year, I went to get my shirt out of the closet and had the poppy from the year before. This year, I just got this shirt out of my drawer in my office here. I got an extra wardrobe of different Hawaiian shirts, so. Okay, so where do y'all want to do it? You want to do it center, right here? What? How quickly? I forgot you?
No, how quickly?
Oh. Okay. Am I supposed to hold this up so you can?
You give it to me.
Okay. No. Anyone else? Come on, you can all take pictures. It's good to put positive things on Facebook sometimes.
Yeah. Just get the magnet to work. There you go.
That's going to work.
Okay. Sweet.
There you go.
All right. Wait, here, let's do one of these now. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Neighbor.
Thank you.
And happy Easter to everyone. 2 days later. Just had prayer for the Pope today. Man, I'm almost as bright as you today with that tie. If I knew how to tie a tie, that'd look pretty sharp with this, wouldn't it? Oh, you're not sticking around for the fun?
No, we gotta get back to the leaf.
Oh, okay. No, that's fair. And the fish fry was great this year. You had a great
we're
turnout.
We're all welcome over for drinks afterwards.
Yes. Well, we might. How many did you have for the fish fry? You averaged about 400 or 500 a week, didn't you?
519 to 520.
That's awesome. Great job. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And if any of you all went to the fish fry, that was a great turnout. It was fun. It's always good going to the fish fry. Okay. Next, we have... What is it labeled here? Motorcycle Awareness Proclamation, just like it reads. Okay, I see we have some people here for this as well. Excellent. Okay, we also have the Motorcycle Awareness Month Proclamation. Whereas safety is the highest priority for the highways and streets of our city and state, and the great state of Illinois is proud to be a national leader in motorcycle safety education awareness. Whereas motorcycles are a common and economical means of transportation that reduce fuel consumption and road wear and contribute in a significant way to relief of traffic and parking congestion. Whereas it is especially meaningful that the citizens of our city and state be aware of motorcycles on the roadway and recognize the importance of motorcycle safety. Whereas the members of Abate of Illinois, a brotherhood aimed toward education, continually promote motorcycle safety education and awareness in high school drivers education programs and to the public in our city and state, presenting motorcycle awareness programs to over 120,000 participants in Illinois over the past 9 years. Whereas motorcyclists should join Abate of Illinois and actively promoting the safe operations of motorcycles, as well as promoting motorcycle safety, education, awareness, and respect of the citizens. Whereas the Motorcycles of Illinois have contributed extensive volunteerism and money to national and community charitable organizations. Whereas during the month of May, all roadway users should unite in the safe sharing of the roadways within the United City of Yorkville and throughout the state of Illinois and the United States. Now, therefore, I, John Purcell, Mayor of the United City of Yorkville and the great state of Illinois, in recognition of 38 years of Abate of Illinois and over 352,318 registered motorcyclists statewide, and in recognition of the continued role Illinois serves as a leader in motorcycle safety education awareness, do hereby proclaim the month of May 2025 as Motorcycle Awareness Month in the United City of Yorkville, and urge all motorists to join in an effort to improve safety and awareness on our roadways. Thank you very much. You want to get a picture too or not?
Yes.
Excellent. Come on up then. I should change my shirt. I don't have a Harley shirt.
I don't have a Harley.
What do you have?
Can-Am Spyder.
I don't
it's our road bike.
Oh, road bike.
Two wheels out in front.
You take one of those to Sturgis, two wheels in front. You've been there a few times.
I've been there a few times, and I ride mine out there.
Do you really?
I don't trailer.
What do you do when it storms? I was wondering, what do you do when it bike?
Get wet.
Yeah, then you hide. Where do you hide?
Yes. All right.
Anywhere.
Two, three. I want to take a couple.
That's fine. You can Porsche out them.
Here we go.
Excellent. Thank you.
Last year, the last 50 miles was horizontal rain, and temperature dropped 20 degrees. We got to the hotel, the guy's holding the towel out. We unloaded the bike, went to Walmart because we're going to be there for a week. She went to pay for the groceries. The lady said, this money's wet. I said, it's good wet. It was right here in her pocket in that rain.
It wasn't fresh off the printing press or anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
So you're going again this year?
Yes, sir.
How long does it take you to get there? 2 days, 3 days?
About a day and a half.
Oh.
About 14 hours.
That's not too bad.
No. We stop. Spend the night, but yeah.
You go to Wall Drugs, get free water.
Yeah.
They have the signs advertising
and coffee.
They have free coffee too. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
We have there's a restaurant right across the street from Wall Drugs, a little restaurant, saloon, whatever. And they, instead of bringing you drinks in plastic cups, they bring them in aluminum cups. And I still have some of those when we went there a few years ago. Yeah, have them at home.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I don't remember the name, but it's a little one. As you walk out, well, I guess there's so many doors, but you walk out across the street on the little boardwalk there's a place.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Mayor, you want to give him the proclamation? You. Mayor.
What's that?
Give him the proclamation.
Oh, is this for you?
Yes.
This one's for you.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. God, I was going to say for next year and white out for the year. I'm hoping to be alive next year.
So am I.
Yeah, I want to hear about your story next year. Maybe it'll snow this time. Oh. Thanks, Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
You're chipper today. That's not okay, where am I at now? Well, I'm on item 3. Okay, next, I'm looking for a motion and a second to authorize the acquisition of certain easements for the construction and the improvements to the city's water system, Killian.
So moved.
Second. Transier, Coke. Okay. Bart, anyone want to talk about this? Bart, Eric, Brad?
These are easements that we need. They're actually near West Hydraulic Street, the west, far west end. For improvements that are needed for the actual Lake Michigan connection on the south end of town.
And that's to help get our loss down and stuff like that? Is that what it is?
Correct.
Okay, so it's all part of the bigger project. Any other questions, comments? This requires a roll call.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Coke?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all very much. Next, I'm looking for a motion, a second, to approve an ordinance amending Title III, Chapter 2 of the United City of Yorkville City Code for the grocery tax.
So moved.
Okay, I think I heard Merrick and Funkhauser. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, discussion?
I have a question.
Sure, Mr. Transier.
Thank you. This has already been rolled into the budget for this fiscal year, correct?
Correct.
What is the goal, what is it going to be spent on?
It would go towards general operations.
Okay.
So it's part of the normal sales tax, municipal sales tax line item. And so that goes towards street paving and police protection and all the other things in the general fund.
Is there a way to use it, like Oswego is proposing to use it towards water debt service to reduce the impact of water fee increases in the future?
Yeah, I mean, you can dedicate portions of this revenue stream or the municipal sales tax revenue stream to the water fund at any time. You know, I guess my suggestion would be, since we don't know the impact for Costco yet, to see where that comes in at, look at our net revenues at that point, and then figure out what we think we can afford, which I think we were going to do as part of the overall funding strategy anyway.
Because I see this as a rare opportunity that we have, not to take more money from our citizens, but if there's a way to apply this tax to future water increases to minimize that impact, I think that would be a good use of it.
Sure.
I would second that.
Other questions or comments? Mr. Solman.
Do you know offhand how long ago this was originally implemented by the state?
The grocery tax?
Yeah.
I think it's been implemented as part of the state constitution in 1970. So as far as I'm aware, they've always had a tax on, or they've always included groceries in the definition of retailer stock occupation taxes and sales taxes. It's just the state recently moved away.
And this was a tax that was temporarily suspended during COVID, correct?
The state did temporarily suspend it, but then they made us whole through some additional state revenue streams for the time being. So the city never took a hit, it was the state at that point.
So I just wanted to establish, especially for our local media, this is not a new tax.
Correct.
We choose to implement this. It's been around since before I was even born.
Correct.
So if we continue to do this, I've been seeing the feedback on social media about we're just raising taxes. I'd like to get it out there. It's not a new tax. That's all I can ask.
Okay. Other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next. I'm looking for a motion in a second to approve an ordinance authorizing the city to borrow funds from the Illinois Public Water Supply Loan Program.
So moved.
Second.
Transier, Soling, I believe it was. Rob, or Bart, or Brad, or whoever. Somebody want to explain what this is?
Yeah, it's... But we did this initially back in November, where we set the maximum at $15.665 million. Since that time, the bids came back higher than we initially anticipated. I attached a memo from City Engineer Sanderson that kind of explains why that was the case. So now we're looking at about $18.125 million all in. So the EPA has tentatively agreed to allow us to fund that additional amount at a low interest loan of 1.87%. So this new loan agreement before you would kick the maximum up to $19.4 million, which includes the $18.125 plus about a 10% contingency.
Questions or comments? So would you say the interest rate was again?
1.87%.
And that's 20 years?
30.
Yeah, okay. So good terms.
Yes.
Other questions or comments? Roll call.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, looking for a motion. Now, I don't recall. Do we have to do these separately?
Yeah.
Okay. So there'll be two motions. First, I'm looking for a motion for 6A. To approve an ordinance authorizing the water, sewer, and road infrastructure fee renewal. And that would be renewed at the same rate as last year, is that correct?
Correct. So moved.
Koch?
Second.
Solin? So the same rate as last year. We will be bringing the water back, but right now we need to approve this. Any questions, comments?
These are the fees that I was talking about, that if we can use some of that grocery tax in the future to offset increased water rates, right? So this is what we'd be able to use it for?
Yeah, I mean, we're planning on rolling these infrastructure fees into our water rate proposal when we review those in the next month or so.
Good.
So, yes, that would be a water revenue source that you could supplement if you wanted to.
Wonderful.
Or substitute if you wanted to.
Thank you.
Other questions or comments? Roll call.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. In the second part, we have to amend the termination date of the motor vehicle tax, which we call the road infrastructure fee. Is that correct?
It is.
Just we have to amend that. So I'm looking for a motion and a second to approve an ordinance amending the termination date of the motor vehicle tax in the United City of Yorkville.
So moved.
Merrick?
Second.
Cornels? Discussion? Roll call.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next, I'm looking for a motion and a second. Approve a resolution for an IntraFi cash service deposit placement agreement for the City of Yorkville.
So moved.
Funkhauser?
Second.
Merrick? And Rob, we do this, how often do we have to do this?
Just once.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just one time. I don't know if we had to do it every couple of years or something like that.
One time, we should be good.
Sweet. Okay. Questions? Roll call.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Next. So, Tim, Scott, can we move forward on this, or do we have to wait a few more minutes? Inside joke. What's that?
By the time you get up.
I'm going to get up really early. Yeah. Might go back to bed.
Yeah, it's 7:30.
I'm drinking a lot of tea, so I might wake up a couple times tonight. Okay, so I'm looking for a motion in a second to approve the authorization of the purchase of a bucket truck from Altec in an amount not to exceed $161,105.
So moved.
Koch?
Second.
Soling? And this is actually in next year's budget?
Yes, sir.
But it's about a 6 month lead time, is that correct?
Yeah, we expected about November to receive it if we get in line right now.
Okay.
That's why we're going to bring it in front of the council as soon as possible.
Okay. But it was approved in the budget last meeting?
It's part of our capital budget for next year. That was approved by the council.
Okay. Questions, comments? Ready? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Yep. Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yep.
Cornels?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. See you in the morning. At the bus stop. I'm out there about 7:37 for the bus. The bus comes about 30 seconds later. Okay. Oh, Public Works, I get to turn this over.
Sir.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Look at the sun reflecting or shining over. It's kind of nice, isn't it?
Okay.
It is. It's highlighting the Cubs.
I'm just reflecting off my
name. Like a solar panel?
Okay. First item, motion to approve a resolution approving a vegetation management contract with NCAP in amount not to exceed $42,150 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Merrick. This is for 3 years, correct?
Yes.
And it will do both sides of Eric. Thank you.
You bet. It'll
both
be
sides of Eric.
The South Bank and the island down at Riverfront Park, and it will do the old FS property and then the hill along the bank.
That's for 3 years.
3 years.
Questions or comments? Roll call.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, next item. A motion to approve resolution approving an engineering agreement with Engineering Enterprises Incorporated. And this is for the Yorkville Public Works Building, construction engineering, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Transier. Any questions or comments? This is just part of the overall project. Roll call.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Next item. A motion to approve a resolution authorizing the acceptance of bids and approval of notice of intent to award bids for the Northwest Elevated Tank Project and the North Receiving Station Project and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Solon? That's who I heard. Is that? Okay. And I'm just, so what do we say? There's two parts of this. One part was $10 million, one part was $6.8 million. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And just some questions. The staff got the grilling over at our 4 o'clock meeting. Or actually, it's like a 4:04 meeting. But this is a 2 million gallon tank. And yes, it'll be our largest one by about 500,000 gallons.
That is correct.
It'll bring our total capacity to just over $7 million, or 7 million
gallons.
And very interesting, too, an elevated tank is just a regular water tower. It's just the modern terminology, I guess.
They like to confuse us.
And I'm easily confused if you haven't figured that out. So, questions or comments? It's just me, usually. That's crazy. Okay, roll call, please.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yep.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Next item, a motion to approve a resolution approving an engineering agreement with Engineering Enterprises Incorporated, Northwest Elevated Water Storage Tank Construction, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Solon, this is for $400,000, correct? Approximately?
Yes.
Questions or comments? Roll call.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, and the last item, a motion to approve a resolution approving an engineering agreement with Engineering Enterprises Incorporated, the North Receiving Station Construction Engineering, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second by Merrick. And this is for $407,000?
Correct.
Questions, comments? Roll call.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Plocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
That'd be it.
Nice job, Ken. Just like you never left. You relaxed up north for a little bit, right?
Yep.
Other than a couple of raccoons in the attic, everything was fine, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I already crossed this off before I've been asked. Economic Development Committee. Okay. Public Safety Report.
We do have something. I make a motion to approve an ordinance amending the Code of Ordinances regarding on-street parking for Grand Trail, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Funkhauser? Okay, Jensen, this is yours, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're limiting this, if this gets passed to just about an hour and a half in the morning, hour and a half in the afternoon, only on days where school is actually in place.
That is correct.
So it won't be all day, won't be all night, won't be every day.
Are you gonna put the signage up or something so people know that?
Yes, already have spoken with Director Deuce, and they will be putting the signage up as soon as they are made, and once it's approved, and then the signs are made.
About as quickly as the, what do you call them, the traffic blocks or something like that? The stripes on the stop sign, the stop
bar.
Stop bar, okay, that's it. We were talking about some other issues. I when I retire from this job, I won't be working for Eric in public works, that's for sure.
Chief?
You talking to me?
Yeah, you. Yeah. Are we planning on implementing this before the end of this school year, or more likely the start of next school year?
We'd be implementing it this school year if that's what the board designates.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that possible with the signage and stuff that we need?
For a month? It will depend completely on the delivery of the signage.
So we may or may not. And if there's like 2 days left in school, it probably doesn't make sense to confuse people the last 2 days.
And I know the school, when we had our special meeting last week, the school has already started communicating with parents that this is coming.
Okay.
So
good. So if we can get it, we'll get it up.
I sent it to be codified right away, so.
You did what?
I sent it to be codified right away after we signed, so it'll be in our code.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's something else I gotta worry about. Okay. Other discussion. And there were three or four residents showed up and no one was opposed to it?
Yes.
It's a couple wanted to make sure it wasn't on another street and it's not on that other street.
That's correct.
Okay, sweet. This should help with safety. Knock on wood. Other questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, that is it. Thank you.
Thank you. Admin committee?
No report. I gave you mine.
Park board?
This one item here, about a month away from Marguerite's and Mile. So special event season can kick off here soon.
And those are fun events.
Yes, they are.
Excellent. Oh, you know what I forgot to say? I have to mention that in my next report here. I got to make a note. Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Okay. I'm going to check my dates. Okay, next. Oh, this is back to me. Planning and Zoning Commission. And just one motion.
Two? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't see that. Yeah. Are they separate motions?
Correct.
And they both are? Okay.
Yeah, one.
Perfect. Okay, first motion is PZC 2422 and EDC 2505 Beecher Solar Farm. Looking for a motion in a second to approve an ordinance for a special use permit allowing freestanding solar energy systems on certain territory generally located north of Cornels Road, west of Beecher Road, and east of Illinois Route 47, which is considered the Beecher Road Solar Expansion. Is there a motion in a second?
So,
Merrick and Transier, did I hear Transier? Cornels, okay, came like the same time, it was in stereo. Okay. Mr. Kramer, I know you want to say a couple things before we start a discussion.
I do.
Or after, whatever, but you want to say a couple things.
Dan Kramer representing the petitioner, Ned Stamp, and the property owner. Mr. and Mrs. Bennett. Mr. Bennett is getting some cancer treatment, not here, but Mrs. Bennett is here. Once again, like she was 2 weeks ago at the first reading, to assure the city council, both she and her husband are desirous of this being approved. Both Hannah and Matt from our planning team are here. Hannah was here at the Plan Commission, and I believe spoke with Dr. MacArthur then, and I know at least on one other occasion, and I don't know if it was by phone or in person, reached out to her, and happy to speak with her again tonight. Matt can direct answers on glare study, landscaping, and height of the panels to put hopefully that to bed. And again, we're available after the meeting tonight that my planning team is happy to talk. In terms of the union representatives here tonight, we welcome that input. Frankly, at the first read after the meeting, Hannah spoke to an electrical local representative for quite some time after the meeting, and I'll let Matt correspond in regard to the local operators 150. And I do compliment it. It's nice having the young man who's in the apprentice program here. Thanks. Matt, whoever wants to answer the questions. Oh. One last comment, I promise I'll shut up. And that was Alderman Koch had one very simple question at the end of our presentation. And that was, can you make the same contribution they did on the first one to CATS, the Kendall County Area Transport Group? And the short answer is yes. They'll make the $25,000 contribution, and with the state match, that triples. So CATS will get nearly $100,000 from it.
Thank you, Dan.
Good evening. My name is Matt Kwiatkowski, and I'm a developer with Nexamp, who's the petitioner for Beecher Road Solar. I just wanted to clarify the solar panel heights. I know there's a lot of misinformation and kind of things got convoluted. They will be a height of 10 feet. We did do a glare study, as mentioned, that showed no glare being produced to neighboring properties. To safeguard any potential for glare, We've committed to raising our fence to match the panel height of 10 feet in that kind of southeast corner of the site, which is adjacent to the properties. And that will have privacy slats, which will not like a transparent fence, but it'll have privacy slats, as well as we've committed to a double evergreen row of trees in that area on the south and southeast side to ensure that, you know, no glare is produced. And then, again, welcome the local union reps. We'd like to speak with you afterwards, and we can get you in contact with somebody from our company.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
There was a comment made about these things tilting to up to 30 foot in height.
Yeah, no, the full tilt height would be 10 feet.
That'd be the max?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And then you're proposing a fence, or you're agreeing to a fence to equal that height in that southeast section corridor.
That's correct.
Plus some evergreens.
Plus some evergreens with the slat, the privacy slats as well.
Okay.
So I just want to clarify, all of your submitted materials stated 30-foot tilt. Is this a change from your submitted materials that you're asking?
Yeah, the 30-foot height, I think, was kind of a standard detail. But with the modules we're using and the racking, it's 10 feet. So
that was never clarified in any of the meetings.
Okay.
10 foot. So if you're changing it, it will change our conditions.
Yeah, we'll have our engineer submit a new detail on that.
Mr. Plosher?
Can I make a motion to table this until that is clarified?
Second.
Roll call. Wait, sorry, you ready?
Yeah.
Roll call.
Koch?
Aye.
Yeah.
Plosher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Solling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, so you'll get that information to them?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we just want to make sure it's clear, and you can understand
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I appreciate it.
Get that information
already. Dan,
put us on the next agenda, or do you want us to request that after the meeting?
I'll leave the next agenda if you have everything together. I don't think there's anyone objecting to taking a vote. We want to make sure that's clear.
Sure.
There's a point raised, and the staff has pointed out that it was stated 30 foot, and obviously we want to just clarify that.
Yeah, no, we can get that.
Because what we don't want is this, Dan, you've seen it before. I know, hell, at the county we used to have it all the time. Well, 20 years ago, Farmer Dave over here said we should do this, and Jim Bob over here, and it's like nobody remembers anything, so we just want to make sure. And there were a lot of farmers, so if anyone gets offended by that, it's true. I remember that. HD was probably the one bringing those up, too. Former mayor, too. So, okay, other questions?
Do we also need to table the second one, too?
Oh, do we? I mean, if we're not voting on one, you tell me. If you want us to, we will.
I make a motion to table the second one.
Sounds good. Second, Funkhauser?
Can you get that next meeting, or should we push it to two meetings?
I have a point here, Joe.
Can you make the next meeting?
Yeah.
The 13th, is that when it is? What's that?
Wait, hold on.
Okay. 13th's fine? Yeah, because we have 3 weeks between meetings. Okay, I heard Mr. Funkhauser make a second. All in favor of table the next meeting? Signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that was a voice. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. So we're going to have that table to the next meeting. Are there any other things you want to ask questions? We can still ask questions
if
you have questions.
It really doesn't pertain. Maybe that is more to Christy, maybe. So this language, you're going to have to go into, is that a UDO thing too, or?
No, because the maximum allowed is 30 feet, so they would be below that. So all we'd have to do is change the language in the special
use
agreement. Correct.
And we'll change the drawing.
But could someone else come back in a different group and want the 30 feet change?
Well, if that's part of our ordinance.
Yeah. I just wanted to verify.
I mean, a future council could change if something, but this would only allow them to do the 10 foot that they're proposing.
Just wanted to understand.
Yeah, that's fair. It's a great question. Okay, so we're going to table that May 13th. Are there other questions for them? You don't mind if we ask questions, if there's any questions, do you?
Sure.
Anyone have questions? Okay.
We're going to go out and talk to the union.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
Got some good people here. And tunnel? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So who was your grandfather?
My step-grandfather was James.
It was Jim. Oh, my gosh.
James.
Yeah. Dare I ask a public meeting, how old are you? How old are you?
19.
Good for you. That's awesome. Well, welcome. Thanks for coming.
Did you go to school with his great-grandfather?
No, I think Eric was...
I was the same about the deli.
Yeah, didn't he work over at the deli?
Yeah,
yeah, not the deli, the butcher, yeah. Yeah, there's a story, yeah. No, anyway. Good people, good family. Shelly Tunnel, oh my God, I haven't seen her. Is she around here anywhere? Oh, that's funny. Okay. Okay, we got those two things tabled. Or those, that one item, two parts. Thank you for clarifying that, Christy. Appreciate that, Mr. Plocher, Mr. Funkhauser. That's good. Just get it in the ordinance so we know what we're voting on. Yeah, I think it's real good. And I think our attorney, Transier, would agree with that too, correct?
I'm not your attorney.
Oh. Our elected attorney, how about that?
My malpractice insurance doesn't go that high.
That's pretty good.
Nor is your stipend that high.
Yeah. Can't afford me.
That's fair. Okay, next we have PZC 2503 and EDC 2527. An ordinance granting a sign variance for property located at the northeast corner of State Route 47 and State Route 71 in Yorkville, Illinois. Quick Trip. I'm looking for the motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Coke, Transair. Any discussion on this? Roll call.
Funkhauser.
Present.
Transair.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Plocher.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Well, that means we got six yes votes, right? Because doesn't the president go with the positive?
Yeah.
We learned that, or we were reminded of that last meeting. Okay. Transair, I'll write that down. Next. Oh, this is an informational, so we don't need to vote on this one. Christy, you want to tell us about this?
Sure. This is a request for a variance for the property at 904 South Bridge Street. They're only requesting a variance for the front yard setback, and our ordinance allows the Planning and Zoning Commission to authorize or finally approve requests that are less than 25% of a required dimension. So they were at 16%. Planning and Zoning Commission approved their variance, and so the setback initially should have been 50. They approved it to 42.
Sweet. And it's a non-for-profit, a good
correct
local organization. So, thank you. Any questions or comments for Christy?
Is this the one we talked about in EDC, where they're going to build the...
Where it's actually going to be set back farther than the rest of the buildings.
Right,
correct.
Between the
right,
Napa that, and
Napa,
the auto body?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Practical government, that's what we are here. If they would all take our lead, right? But they don't. Okay. Christy, anything else?
No, that's all.
When's your next meeting?
For planning and zoning?
Yeah.
May 14th.
So if you all work with me, we could make sure they have a full contingent of members, as we're losing one member, but we could replace that member with another member.
I heard the guy that's taking it's a little iffy.
Well, that's for you to decide if you want to interview the individual. But that's what we're shooting for. Because there was a year or so where it was iffy if you had meetings, because I understaffed you. And the nice thing about this, I found this person without having to advertise or anything. And they obviously live in the city limits, too. So they live in the city limits. Yes. Yep, they sure do. Okay. City Council report.
No report.
City clerk report?
No report.
Community and liaison report.
I have a few items here.
I was just at the Yorkville-Bristol Sanitary District Board meeting last Tuesday, and they announced that they are increasing rates on residential, according to CPI, at 4.3% and 15 to 20% on non-residential. So there should be something coming out soon for everybody to see that. I was also at Bristol Kendall Fire Department's board meeting, and their board approved to levy local property taxes for the maximum amount of 6.3%. So the local people will be seeing their portion of their property taxes going up with the fire department's portion of that. So I just wanted to give everybody a heads up.
Thank you. Anything else? Any other liaison reports? Okay. Staff report?
No reports.
Mayor's report continued. Okay, Bart, didn't you have one or two things? I have to say something, but I'll let you go first. I thought you had one or two things.
Yeah, I had to update on the public works facility.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, we did break ground the week of April 7th. They've completed topsoil stripping. The driveways have been stoned. The building pad is taking shape. They're doing site cuts. Water main work began last week. That's going to be a couple weeks on it. They put up site fencing, and then the next month or so is going to be a lot of excavation, site utility installation, and then concrete foundation work is expected to begin in mid to late May. Additionally, we have our first two change orders on the project, or contingency allowances rather. So far, we are ahead by $1,500. So we had a credit for about $4,000 and a debit of about $2,500. So right now we're $1,500 ahead on that contingency allowance. So that's a lot to report.
Okay, thank you. So I don't know if I'm going to read this poem or not. However, I was reminded, and I missed it the last meeting. I missed the Happy Easter last meeting too. I apologize about that. Last week, April 18th, was the 250th anniversary of Paul Revere's ride to Lexington and Concord. So even though our nation's Independence Day is celebrated next year on July 4th, the battle started over a year earlier. And I won't read the whole thing, but Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote a nice poem, and I will read a portion of that. Listen, my children, and all you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. Now, if you want to read the rest, it's a pretty good poem. You probably heard it when you were a kid in school. But I was reminded by none other than Carol Sheely. So, Carol, as I reminded you all, informed you all, she was the one, her and a couple friends when they were in grade school, fifth grade, sixth grade, something like that, who commented to her mother, was complaining to her mother, I think is the way she phrased it, that the 4th of July parade that they had years ago through the park, just through the Town Square Park, I think the towns were still separate at the time too, was canceled. And her mother told her, quit your complaining and do something about it. So Carol and a couple friends started the 4th of July parade that we now enjoy. So that was 70-something years ago. She was just probably about a week tall. So anyway, she called me and reminded me, and then she stopped me at the grocery store too and said, you going to do something? I said, yes, where are you going to be at? She said, I have to be up and watch my grandkids or something like that, or the grandkids' pets or something like that. Anyway, so.
It was bikes only, Mr. Mayor.
What's that?
It was bikes only the first couple of years.
Really?
Yes. Because that's what we're talking about for the 250 next year, bringing some of that back.
Bikes only?
Well, no, it's still the rest of
it. Oh, yeah,
because bike portion.
Did you not decorate your bike ride in the parade? I did.
I lived unincorporated back in the day. I was out in Willowbrook subdivision. We had one in our subdivision. I know I'm not a true Yorkville guy like you and Jensen. I know, exactly. I saw that. We got that video too there. So, it, bikes only. Okay, well, we could do that. You want me to ride a tricycle? Who wants to ride a tandem with me? Huh? We could get a tandem with all of us. I could be in the front, and Andy, you could be in the back.
You might be able to consider me to ride a bicycle, probably not with anybody.
So anyway, just interesting story. So there, I told her I'd remind you all of Paul Revere's ride, which it is true. It was 250 years ago. That's crazy. Okay. Additional business. Bart, not supposed to chuckle. I'm supposed to. You're supposed to keep a straight face. You're the paid professional. Citizen comments? Any other citizens want to comment? Free entertainment tonight.
I'll say.
No need for executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
I heard everyone. All in favor?
Yeah.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. I don't know who you picked for adjournment.